fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
JulieNewmark.com, Dime Store Halo, love that intro. Honeymoonitis or honeymoon cystitis? How to stop urinary tract infections from spoiling the magic moment? I've treated several cases, and apparently I've had several close friends in my life who've had honeymoon cystitis. In other words, what happens is these urinary tract infections in women come up at very inopportune times. We'll just leave it at that. We are not going to cross too many lines here, or maybe we will. But there is a way, simple ways to prevent them and treat them and knock them out early using natural products. And that's what we're going to give to you here today. Some hands-on tools to prevent this from happening. If you know a big moment's coming, what to do, or if you feel it coming on, where to start. Holly, preventable, right?
You know, I would like to think so, absolutely. But I think that it's, I love this, honeymoonitis, honeymoon cystitis. Itis, we always, you know, like to understand that that means inflammation. And like, what's happening? What does it have to do with being in love or being on a honeymoon? Or what does it have to do with? And I not only can stay on the doctor side of this, I can actually give you my experience at being in love, I think several times during my lifetime. But there was one point in time when this happened to me, and it really makes you a great doctor. It does, because when you experience things mm-hmm. that your patients are experiencing, it's like, oh, the empathy is there. You can completely understand how the body has reacted. But basically, I mean, to correct me if I'm wrong, this is when sexual activity is definitely one of the major activities that are done throughout the day when a new couple are together. So mm-hmm. you're talking about a lot of action, right?
Right, but don't exclude seniors. I just want to throw this in here. The Viagra and bioidentical hormones are turning a lot of our seniors into teenagers. And again, it's that same thing where they haven't been used to a lot of action. Now they're getting it. And okay, sorry for the visual, but it's happening. And
we have no, to okay,
so, I give condom talks to 70-year-olds all the time.
Yeah. No, I think it's really important. I mean, absolutely. I think that's great. But so what is the increase in activity, whether it's a new couple in love when they're younger or a medicated couple and getting action in as they're older? What does it have to do with the itis part, the inflammation and infection?
Well, I think that it's a combination of three things, and I'm going to throw it out there. One is the wear and tear, the wear and tear of the act of sex. But two is the emotions around it. It can be very, very stressful for both parties. It's new. It's whatever. And then I think the third thing is the hormones or lack of hormones for lubrication that are present in order to protect, the vaginal mucosa and from there. So I think it's all three, and there's no coincidence that they're getting these infections. Women are getting these infections during those times of stress, and it can be quite eventful. Hey, Holly, I just got to tell you this real quick. I had a 75-year-old guy when I was talking about condoms with him and getting checked, tell me that he didn't have to because he wasn't a sailor. That happened.
Oh my gosh!
I know. Yeah. So it's the same thing. But that's what I think. Why do you think it's all happening?
Oh, absolutely. I think, as you said, there's a lot of irritation for that tissue. I think there's also the introduction. I mean, especially when there's intercourse or even just around that female area, whether it's penetration, you're there's more, let's say, exposure. And of course, we aren't sterile beings, that we carry things, but there's more exposure. I also think the frequency, as you said, and that it kind of is a ripe area for bacteria to, I think, be opportunistic in a sense and start to grow and proliferate and really start creating a problem. And, from a anatomical perspective, your vaginal opening is very, very, very close to your urethral opening. There are, count them, three holes down there for the most part. And they're very close together. And so also with a lot of fluid that's being exchanged back and forth, it can be a transfer mode for certain bacteria. And this happens. But the good news is that, yes, it's preventable, especially if you know about it. And also you can treat it without going on antibiotics.
Well, let's start with a person who knows a big event is coming, a new date or whatever it is, or they're just getting a relationship. Holly, can you give us a couple things that you would recommend to your patients to help prevent these from occurring?
I think what's most important, if you know that action is in your future, is that, quite honestly, there is a lovely, and I know this is like, oh, drink cranberry juice. So first of all, not the watered down, sugared up cranberry juice. Yeah. Full on straight cranberry juice. You can cut it with water if you want, but there's a the active ingredient. There's an acid in cranberry juice which will help prevent infections because it won't allow the bacteria to actually attach to the urethral walls. So your urethral walls. Okay. Then. So that's important. So also drink plenty of water, about 8 glasses. Make sure you stay very, very hydrated. Avoid alcohol. Avoid coffee. Those are dehydrating. Those are dehydrating substances. Those are some things that you can actually do to put in place for prevention.
So champagne toast before relationship. Try and keep that down to a dull roar. You said something about cranberry juice, and most people just, you know, pull the stuff off the shelf. But you made a very clear inference about sugar in cranberry, and I think that that's very important. Can you be real clear on that? What cranberry juices should these women be choosing to prevent these things?
Well, I mean, just here, the Ocean Spray, I want you to read the labels, okay? So it's high in sugar. It's partly cranberry juice, like about 4 drops. The rest of it is watered down grape juice, watered down, high in sugar, usually use grape juice as one of the biggest juices in there because it's very, very, white grape juice is very, very sweet. And so you want to go to probably more of a specialty store. Trader Joe's is great because it's got full on 100% mm-hmm. organic cranberry. People don't like the taste. There's also high quality cranberry supplements that you can take. The juice is just great because you can cut it with water. You get your water intake in there. I think that's extremely important.
Okay, now for the person who knows one is coming on. If somebody, hey, I'm calling you. Listen, me and Ines were out. It's a big night and she feels one coming on. Help me. What do we do?
All right. Well, I think, once again, I'm going to say you got to drink, start flushing things out. Cranberry juice will help them. Drinking plenty of water. Probiotics, all right? Probiotics, if you look at the Greek word probiotica, it's for life, but it drives our immune system. And a lot of times getting plenty of probiotics on board to help move out any bacteria that's trying to get in and grow and proliferate is extremely important. You can use biocidal ingredients like oregano oil. Oregano is wonderful. Now, not just slip it down because it's very caustic, but you can get it. Gaia Herbs has a wonderful oregano oil. And you can take that one twice a day for about 30 days. I put people on it depending on who they are. It's very important because that can help kill out the offending bacteria that's coming on.
Yeah, and I think they have a couple of UTI formulas which you can take in addition. And what I like is that somebody can, hey, let's just stop at the health food store, get some probiotics, start taking them, and then take like the Gaia oregano oil or a UTI formula or both, which I think is a good thing. And then maybe every 2 to 4 hours, just keep those things going down.
That's right. And the last thing you want to do is grab that phone, call your doctor, and get a prescription because it's easily treatable. It's easily preventable, but easily treatable as well.
Yeah, and where I see a lot of these things is women coming in with these reoccurring things, and I think that's where the probiotic comes in to prevent the yeast infections and stuff that come afterwards as well.
Perfectly, absolutely. It's very, very, very important.
So avoid the infection. Yes.
You don't want to avoid the love, and you certainly don't want to avoid the sex, but you do want to avoid the infection. And thank gosh, we have things that we know how to put in place.
The story of my life: avoiding the infection, but trying not to avoid the love. And that, okay, plan well. Cranberry juice, not the cheap stuff. You've got to get the good stuff. Trader Joe's, 100% juice. Drink plenty of water, and there's cranberry supplements. Plan well. Know when you're going into this. If it's coming on, probiotics. Continue that cranberry juice. Check out Gaia Herbs, oregano oil, and Gaia's UTI formula, things you can pick up at the store. No more honeymoonitis, just good times at Radio MD. Stay well.